It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, senior writer for Go247.com, Glenn West. Glenn, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Been a busy last couple of days trying to track the men's basketball team and all the moves that they've been trying to make here in the portal, but happy to hop on.
Yeah, they don't give you no time off, Glenn. I'm just telling you. I told this to Coach Johnson. Listen, continue to win until at least mid-June. If you can stretch it to late June, I'm thrilled. You know why? Man, we in a dead part of the summertime, and he started laughing. He said, well, if I'm not motivated now, I'm really motivated hearing you say that. So, you know, and it just kind of comes in waves, and all this transfer portal stuff keeps us rolling. Interesting comment from Jay, even though it has not been officially announced, but he was talking about Oklahoma and how impressive a team they have, and he said they have one of the best pitchers in the country, and we heard it from Scott Sanders and from others in the right-hander Kyson Witherspoon. And he said, we'll see him Thursday night. So I think he already sort of is tipping off that's what he expects. I don't know if it's been officially announced, but Coach Johnson's saying, you're going to see Witherspoon Thursday night.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's a really good pitcher and somebody that Oklahoma has rode with for the majority of their opening weekend starts, and he's going to be a guy that LSU's going to have to plan for because he's been really dominant even in conference play. I mean, he's got a just under a 4.0 ERA, but if you look at kind of his stats and what he's been able to do, diving a little bit deeper, I mean, he's really had a strong start to his season. He's a righty that throws really, really hard and is somebody that I think LSU is going to have to really plan offensively for. But look, I think at the end of the day, what LSU's offense has been able to prove so far is that no matter the pitcher that you throw against them, it's only going to be a matter of time before they're able to crack the code and be able to put up some consistency at the plate just because of how dominant their approach has been really 1 through 9. I mean, everybody in this offense right now seems to be really hitting the ball and seeing it really well at the plate, and that's obviously a lot of confidence that you can get from that when you're going on the road against a top 10 team like Oklahoma.
We're talking about this in the first hour with Ethan Frye, and you know, designated hitter there. One thing for sure, he stays in the lineup, Jack. I mean, the way he can swing the bat. And so that's another piece of the puzzle for this LSU team that they have. But your thoughts on Ethan Frey and you see his development as a player?
Yeah, it's just a great story. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, probably could have had any opportunity to go leave the last couple of years and play somewhere else and get a lot of playing time. He had an injury last year that really kind of subdued what was a really hot start at the plate for him. He kind of dislocated his shoulder and was never able to really kind of get, you know, get back into the swing of things last year. But he was really showing some great signs of improvement last season, and he's carried that into this year now that he's fully healthy. And you mentioned it. I mean, he's been really a mainstay in the lineup for the last really 3 or 4 weeks, and he's been somebody that, you know, is batting over 400. He can hit, you know, hit for power. He's a guy that can get on base at a very high clip, and I think he's been an all around toolsy player for LSU at the plate that they've really counted on at that four hole spot. I mean, they really have leaned into him behind that 1-2-3 punch of Derek Curiel, Jared Jones, Daniel Dickinson, and then you've been seeing a lot of Ethan Frey in that four hole when those guys are on base driving them in. So they have a lot of confidence in Ethan. Jay's really talks highly about his character. You know, his dad was in the military and just comes from a really good family. So it's good to see, you know, a guy that is came in highly recruited, highly touted out of high school, but didn't see playing time early on in his career, just kind of stick with it, and is now kind of seeing the fruits of his labor kind of paying off now.
Glenn, going back to the Oklahoma matchup, OU on the season, they're bad. So we talked with Kendall Rogers and Joe Healy about this. They're not going to wow you with their power, but they want to create havoc on the base paths. They're hitting 298 as a team this season, which is number 10 in the SEC, tied with Ole Miss. But once you get into conference play, those nine games that they played, it dips down to 255. And that's kind of the case with almost every team, obviously, in the SEC, just because the pitching is so good. LSU's pitching staff against OU's offense this week, and I'm really interested to see how it all goes, because LSU seems like they've found some of the core pieces on the mound early on in SEC play. Obviously, Cade Anderson, their ace, and then behind him, Zach Cowan's been fantastic. And then over the weekend against Mississippi State with Anthony Ianson, a great showing. Kaysen Evans and extended relief was also excellent. So you've got those four key pieces. Chase Shores has kind of been up and down as the season has progressed a little bit. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in the bullpen with that third guy. As I mentioned, you have Cowan, you have Kaysen Evans. Who do you think really is going to be the guy to step up and provide the Tigers with another weapon out of the pen?
Yeah, there's a couple guys that come to mind, and I'm glad you brought them up. But, you know, I think probably for me, one guy who was really intriguing and who didn't pitch in the midweek this weekend for, I think, a very specific reason was Jaden Newt. He's a second year, or really a third year player, but he missed his entire freshman season due to Tommy John surgery. Was still kind of coming back last year and just didn't have a whole ton of reps under his belt, so he kind of got bogged down in that rotation. But he's come out this year, and you can tell he's just pitching with a lot more confidence. He's done a really nice job just kind of throwing strikes and getting guys out. He's got his fastball that runs up to, you know, 95, 96 miles an hour with some run on it as well. Jaden Newt is a guy that I think LSU fans should really pay a close attention to this weekend. I think he's going to be thrown right into the fire this weekend for some big outs against Oklahoma. And you're right. I mean, after, you know, Kaysen Evans and Zach Cowan, they really need to find another arm or two that can kind of consistently step up and kind of help LSU get these series wins in the SEC. Because as we know, I mean, the pitchers are great, but offenses have been able to kind of figure out LSU starting pitching after a couple of times through the order. And so it's important that once you get into that fifth and sixth inning that you have more than just two guys that you can feel comfortable with going to in those final three or four innings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Glenn, knowing Matt McMahon a little bit, and listen, nice guy, but this ain't no meet and greet. You know what I mean? We ain't playing cards or tipping a few. And my thing is, you got to win. I think had he been hired by somebody else, he wouldn't be there today. But there's a lot of patience there. And seeing some past success with what your athletic director has had, I get that. But your thoughts on what they brought in so far? You brought in a big man from Mississippi State, and you got in the young man from Northeastern, was averaging 18 points a game there, but man, it's a big jump from Northeastern Louisiana, yeah. Northeastern State, and now you're playing SEC basketball. This seems to be a really tall mountain for Matt McMahon to climb, to really piece something together this year, to continue being the head coach for the Tigers in men's basketball for 2026.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think you explained it really well there. They are under the gun this offseason to get this thing right. And LSU has committed more financially to them than they ever have in the basketball program to go out there and get them a roster that they feel like can compete next year in the SEC. You mentioned the three guys that they brought on board so far. It's been the center, Michael Nwoko from Mississippi State, 6'10", defensive guy, can go up and get some rebounds. And you know, last year that was kind of the big bugaboo for LSU, is that they had some athleticism, they had some length at the forward spots, but they just were kind of smaller. They were a little lengthy. They were like Damian Collins was a guy that, you know, teams could probably, you know, push around a little bit on the interior. They're bringing in Nwoko to be kind of that stopper in the paint and a guy that can, you know, affect shots at the rim. And so I think that was a good pickup, you know, a guy who started 32 of 34 games last year for an NCAA tournament team. Really the big one that they brought in, though, was Deaden Thomas, the point guard from UNLV. LSU, I think when you're talking about a top 10 player in the transfer portal like Deaden Thomas is, and with some of the other schools that were after him, you know, Kentucky and Florida were a couple of the other SEC schools that really wanted Deaden Thomas, and LSU was, you know, able to commit to him financially, but also make a pitch for him to kind of come run the show. And had a chance to talk with him a little bit earlier yesterday, and he seems really excited about the move. LSU, I think, is going to give him the keys to the car and let him run it. He's a guy that, you know, can, you know, really shoot it, but also distribute and get to the rim and, you know, make outlet passes to teammates and things like that, and is really under control in the half court. And that's what LSU has really kind of needed the last couple of years from the point guard position that they just haven't had. So you get those two guys, you add the young man from Northeastern today, a capable 18-point-per-game scorer in a lower conference. It'll be interesting to see how his game translates to the SEC, but he's 6'6", he's long, he's a good rebounder for his position, and so they're filling a lot of needs that they need from a profile perspective of these players. It's just, you know, how do their games translate to this level of basketball next year is going to be the real question, and there's still some moves out there to be made too. They got to go add some more shooting, they got to go add some more length and size in the front court, so they're not done yet, but they're off to at least a good start on paper.
Spring football, I'll throw you the last question out.
Sure.
Any surprises there for you individually? Because we know with this team that you're going to have to rebuild your offensive line. Bauer Sharp seems to be a guy that I think can be a playmaker for you at tight end. And I think you'll see, you know, a lot of two tight end sets for LSU. But has there been a couple guys that you, from what you've seen, say, man, that guy is a lot better than maybe I thought he would be?
Yeah, you stole my answer there. I was going to say Bauer Sharp, and he has been really consistent for LSU through the first 3 weeks. I mean, the media has gotten to see one full practice, and we've gotten one full practice at a bunch of 20-minute sessions and a couple individual periods here and there. So I don't want to go, you know, slamming the door for Bauer Sharp to go be a 1,000-yard receiver next year for LSU. But I will say that I think LSU will get much closer to what they have been in the past under Brian Kelly. His teams have always, you know, going back to Notre Dame, have always been able to run those two tight end sets. And I think with Bauer Sharp and with Tre'Davious Green and his development this offseason, they're going to get a lot of those, you know, kind of actions out on the floor, out on the field together this year with those two tight ends. And I'm really excited because Bauer Sharp's got some real physical tools there, somebody that can block on the edge, but he's got some real speed and can get downhill to, for some big gains on some passes too. So Bauer Sharp would be one for me. And then on the defensive side, I've been really impressed with Jack Pyburn, the Florida transfer.
Yep.
Coming off the edge. He's somebody that's got a lot of you know, maturity and wisdom, and is going to be able to lead that group, I think, this year, and really help kind of a front line that kind of got gashed last year at times against opposing quarterbacks and running backs on the ground. So he's going to be able to help out in that area a lot.
Glenn, man, you talked about limited practice time. Did Coach O come back into coaching at LSU? Yeah, Babe was famous for that stuff.
Yeah, look, I mean, we appreciate any time we can get out there. I'll just leave it at that because we know what it's like.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate all your insights, buddy. Thank you for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.
All righty. Glenn West, senior writer for Go247.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.